In today's edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial, we'll discuss the topic of actions that demonstrate compliance. Sales and advisory organizations are fundamentally different. This is the premise of the Department of Labor's new conflict of interest rule. They have different priorities, which shape the culture and practices that exist in each. This is why they are regulated differently and should be distinguishable to the public. Advisory firms, and this includes things like law, medicine, or other financial services, must be structured to optimize client outcomes, even as they seek to operate profitably. Sales organizations are structured to maximize profitability, even as they seek to produce a positive customer outcome. The priorities of these businesses are reversed. Advice is inherently a fiduciary function. Sales is not. The conflict of interest rule is intended to help make sure professional advisors operate their businesses to optimize client outcomes. They must deliver objective, competent advice by design and be able to prove that they are doing this by showing evidence that this is their culture. You'll need a well-defined, consistently applied decision-making process that is grounded in fiduciary principles and deeply ingrained. So let's take a little list of things that you can do to demonstrate this. Number one, tell your client that you are a fiduciary advisor. This must be accomplished by a formal contract where you acknowledge your status. Number two, make sure you and the client are on the same page with respect to what you will do for them. You will spell out, in writing, the scope of your services which will be rendered and those that will be excluded. Number three, implement impartial conduct standards. This is the formal obligation to serve the client's best interest, charge reasonable compensation, and avoid misleading statements. Number four, have policies and procedures in place that are designed to prevent violations of the impartial conduct standard, including monitoring. Number five, avoid all sales incentives and any form of inducement that may compromise the quality or objectivity of your advice. Number six, disclose all compensation conflicts, fees, and expenses relating to the client relationship and your advice. And number seven, set up a protocol that will subject your firm's decision-making process to scrutiny. These are many of the things you can be doing to demonstrate compliance to your clients. You may also set up a peer review process within your firm, or perhaps with other colleagues you respect, to evaluate your situation. You will go far with your clients, as they will have a great sense of comfort and security about how you are operating your practice. This will probably help spread the word, as your clients are likely to discuss this among their friends and peer group. Strong referrals will certainly help your business grow. That's it for now. I'll close here, and I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit us at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact our office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you grow and protect your wealth.